Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 70 years old. I have a whole lot more energy. I rest better at night. I can get out and work in the yard all day long, and I don't get tired at all. It's amazing how much difference it makes. Big energy boost. And I had my doctor's appointment today for just my regular checkup. And I told him I started taking this a few months back. He said, I understand that's a good product. Take it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey guys, go to the website. Look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid, naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Daly Show. Happy to be back with you. We've covered some ground today. We didn't get to the FBI accountability yet, but we will tomorrow. That was a little Tom Petty learning to fly. I wrote a graduation speech of sorts, and I just wanted to give that to you guys. Because, you know, there's a lot of people making their fresh starts right now. They've graduated, they're moving on, and we're in that month of May. Now, they tell us May is mental health awareness. That's kind of weird. But anyways, for an entire month, but before we get to the summer of all the crazy. But I had a special message for graduates. And this is what I would say to a graduate. Be a true Christian. Stand up for morals and values. Life is not jam-packed with gray areas revolving solely around feelings. There is a difference between right and wrong. Even if you're the only one in the room standing for what's right, do it anyway. It's more powerful to be a wife and a mother and a father and a husband than any career you could ever choose. Respect your God-given roles, and nothing in life will give you greater joy than raising a family of strong, faithful, loving kids. Make this your priority and don't fall for the feminism lie. You'll become the person you were meant to be when you learn how to love and sacrifice and humble yourself. God knew this was the best way to accomplish that, to love your spouse, raise a family, so you could develop into the person you were meant to be. It doesn't matter what you do to make a living. Just find something you do for free that's fulfilling. That's when you know you've landed on the right career for you. Realize that both parties are completely corrupt and just learn the principles of good limited governance. That's where you'll find truth. And listen to that little voice inside of you when you doubt a story or learn truth. You'll know. Never stop being curious. Don't let anyone do your thinking for you, especially the mainstream media and the news outlets. Realize that you were born for this time. God has complete confidence in you. He's in fact counting on you to love him first, and the rest will fall into place. Make him your priority. Be loyal to him. You'd be amazed at how everything in this life will work out. And you will have hard times, no question about it. We were meant to go through trials. But those times will make you, not break you. Those are the moments in your life that will shape your character. If I was giving a graduation speech, those are the things I would tell the young people graduating. And honestly, after Dr. Pitar's death over the weekend, we live in a world that's really, really hard to notice truth and see truth and hear truth. And I know that's the reason that I think a lot of our youth have a lot of issues is because they don't know how to find truth, and they don't know where to look for it. They don't know, they know there something inside of them knows that they're being told falsehoods, but they don't know what to do with that. And we have to do a better job as adults and not only learning the truth for ourselves and understanding where truth comes from, but teaching the youth.
Yep.
I mean, listen to Dr. Batar's last interview, one of his last great interviews. What did he say? You know, do this, make sure you're doing these things that we talk about all the time on the show. Make sure you're doing those things. God's in control and know that. I just, I loved his last message. Maybe he felt like, you know, obviously if he felt like he was being poisoned, something was going to happen to him. But I just, I'm so grateful for his words of wisdom. It's really important right now. I just feel for our young adults right now. I really do. It's a tough time. We didn't have a lot of this.
We didn't have any of this.
I know. And the fact that they're pushing racism 24 hours a day, we could not be a nicer people, a kinder people right now. And what is being shoved down your throat? Be kind. You're not kind enough. You know what that means? It means shut up and just do what you're told. That's what that means. It doesn't mean be kind. You're already kind. We're already a kind people. It means shut up. That's what it means.
That's what it means. Because if you look around you, and I don't care where you live, if you look around, you see kindness.
I know.
Acceptance,
everywhere.
Acceptance.
Everywhere.
Inclusivity. All these things exist already.
I did a show on Friday, and it was stories of the goodness of people and the kindness of strangers.
Yep.
Those happen everywhere, every single day. Don't ever be fooled that they don't. And the thing is just... You know, you got to get out of the noise because they're just going to continuously tell you what you are, what you're not. It's insane, the messaging.
And not only that, we need to rely on each other because government never does what they say they're going to. Never.
I know. You're exactly right. Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.